The Blaze Radio Network. On demand. Freedom's Disciple on demand.
On the Blaze Radio Network.
I've been talking to you about your country all day long, but I want to talk to you about a principle right now. If you make things about sides, I said you will lose. Here's why. And I've got proof. It's now October in 2018. And any time October turns around, the end of the fiscal year in DC comes to an end, the end of September. What I'm about to tell you, if I tell it to you, should make you angry as hell. The fiscal year 2017-2018 added $1.2 trillion to the debt. The Republicans hold the House, Republicans hold the Senate, and a Republican is in the White House. Yet you have just combined for one of the largest debt increases in a year in the history of mankind. Let me repeat that for you. You have just added more to your national debt in one calendar year than in most history of all mankind. It's not the biggest increase, but it's right in the top five, I think, of mankind. Let me give you some figures just to wake you up. Your national debt right now is $21.6 trillion. Let me read that out for you in actual numbers, because trillion just doesn't seem to do it justice. If you were to write this number down on a piece of paper, you would write 216000000000. There are many reasons I want to be an American. I've spoken about this at length. There's one reason I don't want to become an American. Because if I came American tomorrow, my debt, because I'm an American, would be $65,732. That's the debt per citizen. But because some people are old and some people are young, it's not really a fair reflection. The debt per taxpayer is $177,222 of your national debt. To put this into context, the interest alone, the interest, forget it, you know, everyone wants to talk about spending and military spending and Medicare and Social Security and all those type of things. The interest, because you have been fiscally responsible for so long now, the interest alone on the debt, let me say it to you in numbers, is 350-352-000-000. That's $350 billion in interest alone on the debt. Can you imagine what you could do with that $350 billion if you didn't have to pay interest on the debt? But that's only your national debt. That's only what you've spent so far. You also have unfunded liabilities, which is Social Security, Medicare. Your unfunded liabilities is $114 trillion, nearly $115 trillion. By the time you're listening to this, it mightn't be far off $115 trillion. That's $943,126 per taxpayer. To put this into context, the average industrial wage in America it hovers, but it's somewhere between $30,000 and $40,000, I believe. Could be wrong in that figure, but let's say it's $50,000 the average person earns. If every taxpayer gave their wages at 100% and took no pennies home, you would not clear the national debt. It would take 3 years to clear the national debt. Your debt is over 100% of the gross domestic product. Basically what everyone earns, every company earns, every corporation earns, every small business earns, every individual earns in 1 year. If you take all of that at 100%, you still don't pay off the debt. If you make this about sides, about left versus right, and just defeating the left and not about principles, and this continues, you're done as a country. And I don't mean this as you're done as a country. I mean you are done. The laws of economics may stretch, but they don't break for anyone. They are as consistent as principles. They are consistent as nature's law. The laws of economics do not break. Truth be told, if you want one positive about your country, about this debt, if you had said to me 20 years ago, America in 2018 is going to be $21.5 trillion in debt, I would have said the country's dead. The country's done. The country's over. The reason I would have said that is because I would have been consistent. Because I remember it, for those of you who are younger who are listening to this show, there used to be a clock in Manhattan. And it was the debt clock. And I remember saying to all my friends, going, America will get its act together on the debt. And that, the reason, it was faulty logic at the time. But I remember because I looked at the debt clock in Manhattan, because I used to go to New York. And I used to see this debt clock all the time. And I always thought it was hilariously funny. It was like, it's so American, you know, to have a clock with your national debt in like Times Square. It's normally something you'd keep secret, but you know, where in New York, which is a big tourist hub, there you go, here's our national debt, we're proud of it. But I remember always thinking America will get its act together, because what's going to happen is you're going to just keep borrowing and borrowing and borrowing and borrowing, and eventually you're going to hit $10 trillion in debt, and that clock has to come down. When that clock comes down and that's no longer part of New York and the New York, you know, era, people will go, why did we take the clock down? Yeah, we didn't have enough digits on it. Oh, maybe that's not a good economic thing to have. You know, that we've ran out of zeros on the debt clock. When you got to 10 trillion, I thought that was surely going to happen. Nope. Then Obama came to power and you had the GOP and you had the Democratic House in 2008 to 2010. And they just spent like crazy. Just kept going. Continued on George Bush's spending. Got even worse and worse and worse. But now Donald Trump is president, GOP has the House and the Senate, and spending just keeps coming. Last week there was a big bill, a big omnibus. All this, everything is funded. Nobody talked about it. If Obama had signed what was signed last week by Donald Trump because of what was passed in the Congress, if a Democratic House and a Democratic Senate had passed what Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell passed a couple of weeks ago, there would be a new Tea Party. There'd be people having rants. Talk radio would be all afire. Who's talked about it? Is it cool anymore to talk about the debt? Is it cool anymore to say, hey, we're $21.6 trillion in debt. We need to get our act together. Every taxpayer owes $177,000. Can you afford to pay $177,000? Can your neighbor afford that? These are the problems that you face. If you make this about sides, both sides, here's the truth, both sides in DC, Republicans, conservatives, Democrats, liberals, everyone you want to name sucks when it comes to debt. They all love borrowing your money. Or sorry, they don't actually love borrowing your money. They love borrowing in your name. And what makes it more despicable is they're not just borrowing in your name, they're borrowing in your kids' name, in your grandkids' name, who are yet to be born. And they're burdening them with that so they can pay and get elected. If there was one issue that should piss everyone off to the height, it's this. Because they are borrowing so much money in your name and you're going to be left with the bill. And who's talking about it? Nobody. Just keeps on going on and on and on. What will it be 2019? Will it be 22.5 trillion? Will it be 23 trillion? At some point, people are just going to say no. At some point, the US dollar is going to be worthless. At some point, you're not going to be able to fund your government. Now, just bear that in mind. Anytime there is a chance, a sniff of a chance of a budget not being passed and the government goes shut down, look at the hysteria that causes. Look at the media. Look at how all the politicians and all the grandstanding. Think of that times a thousand if you can't fund your government. Not because there's a government shutdown, not because that you can't agree on a budget, but because no one will borrow to you anymore. Because your word is worthless. At some point you have to pay this back. And the truth is, it's not going to be the large chunk of people who are under 30, 35, 40 won't pay this back. It'll be the kids who are 5 and 10 years old. It'll be the kids who are yet to be born. you're saddling them with a large amount of debt. And then you wonder why kids look, there's some reasons why kids look at old people today, kind of go, geez, you really screwed this up. There are many reasons you haven't. But this, $21 trillion. I remember when Barack Obama said $9.6 trillion was unpatriotic when George Bush did it. I remember people in the Republican Party and people in the Tea Party calling him a hypocrite for what he did. Yet, three branches of government, the House, the Senate, and the White House, nothing's changed. Donald Trump has done a lot of good things. And for those who say, well, there's John Goney, he goes off, he gives Donald Trump a bit of credit, and he always has to come back and then say something negative. I actually am a constitutionalist. I actually don't blame Donald Trump that much for this. I do blame him for not vetoing those spending bills, because I think he should have done it. He also said he would. The person who I blame for $21.6 trillion and what's happened in the last 2 years is constitutionally who you should blame. That is not Donald Trump. That is Paul Ryan and the House. Because under the Constitution, you know that document that's filled with dust that no one has read in a while? The power of the purse belongs to the House. You want to blame someone? Blame Paul Ryan. Blame Kevin McCarthy. Blame all the people in the Republican. You know, those fiscal conservatives. If you make this about sides, you will lose. Because when you have sides, especially when you have Republicans and Democrats, what's the difference? Let's say Hillary Clinton had won and the Democrats had the House and the Senate. Oh, what would the debt be today? Oh, it might be $22 trillion. Yeah, because $22 trillion is so much worse than 21.6, right? If you make it about sides and parties and teams, you lose. If you go back to what your founder said and make it about principles, it doesn't matter about left or right. It's fiscal responsibility. It's about limited government. It's about Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution. It is about federalism. You win. Because as bad and as worried as I am right now for your future, because I am worried about what you're going to do and how you're going to act, I still believe this fundamental statement that there is no problem you can't fix, that the American people can't fix. You can fix your debt problems. It just takes the political will and the desire and the pressure from the people to fix it, to follow the Constitution, to follow principles, to follow basic laws of economics, to follow the Constitution where you actually have a budgetary process and reconciliation like you're supposed to have, where the House comes together and the Senate comes together and you merge a bill. That's supposed to happen. You're supposed to have these debates out on the shop floor so people can watch, so people can get involved, so people can phone going, hey, I heard you said you should fund this. What the hell are you thinking? We don't do that anymore. You don't do that anymore. It's all in the dark of night. A big bill comes together and everyone gets what they want, and then it goes to the president. The president signs it. If you make this about sides, you lose. If you make it about principles, you win. I hope today's show has given you something to think about. I hope it's, maybe, if I could be selfish, I hope it's lit a fire under you. This is not over. I know you may feel it's over. But to those of you who are hurting right now, to those of you who are saying it's over, it's not over. There were many times during the Revolutionary War people said it was over, it wasn't. There were many times during your history where they said, you're just never going to come back from this. 9/11 was one of those days. You're never going to come back from this. You have. You can overcome this. But only if you read your history, not mine, your history, and act with honor and with integrity and with principles. That is how you win. And you may not get to see that win, but your kids will. Your grandkids will. And you can be part of a generation that history will remember forever. Can you imagine, if you think it's over right now, can you imagine the history books? And if you actually think it's over and you still sacrifice and you make a difference, can you imagine what the history books will say about this generation? That, my God, they all must have thought it was over, but they still acted and they turned it around for us. They're amazing. Let's remember them. Let's always salute them. Let us treat them how they treated their founders. That is what's at stake.
This is Freedom's Disciple. with Jonathan Dunn on the Blaze Radio Network.